Charles Shepherd, Dan Ross, welcome.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
So while Summer Fun was pretty much canceled this year due to COVID restrictions, including Fort Wayne's Three Rivers Festival, its beloved Chalk Walk will virtually go on. That is a brilliant idea. Charles, I believe it was yours to begin with. So why is this so important right here, right now, as an art statement?
The two things of importance are to continue and be strong in the face of the adversity. And the second thing is really the joy that people have during Chalk Walk.
This is pushing the fun factor and virtual event planning to the max. So what's it going to look like day of, or in this case, is it correct to say week of?
Yes, this is going to be a 9-day event starting July 25th and running through August 2nd. And so the beautiful thing about this, as Charles said, moving forward, moving on, and seeing things happen. This is an opportunity for people throughout the community to express themselves on their sidewalk, in their driveway, whether they're a fantastically talented professional artist or whether it's just a kid drawing a picture of their house. They can do that over these 9 days and take a picture of it and share it and be a part of this event.
Beautiful. It is a brilliant idea. Meanwhile, what does it take on your end to make such a simple, wonderful idea all happen?
Oh, I think for both of us, it's all the back of the house stuff, all the logistics, the things that have to be set up on timetables and they have to run right so that everything will go right for people. Because as you know well, Julia, we don't want anybody to stress during the thing. Just enjoy it. We'll do the stressing before it launches.
Now, how's that been going for you?
Pretty well, actually.
Good job. Good job. Now, this is a chalk walk. So if you're trading your arts campus site for individual spaces, how are they all going to be brought together as an exhibition meant to be walked?
Well, the visuals will all be gathered on the museum's website. So let's exchange the word walk for stroll. And let's keep in mind your stroll is going to be a lot longer stroll now because it'll be a stroll throughout the whole city seeing art. And you know what? You won't burn a calorie up doing it.
That sounds just too good to be true all the way around unless you're looking for some physical exercise. But I suppose you could take your cell phone and do it on the go. That would be perfect. Now, this is the 20th anniversary of this wonderful event.
Yes.
Really, congratulations to the museum and, of course, Arts United being the umbrella group over everything for keeping all of this going on. Traditionally, it includes all ages of artists, so that's the same. You've got a lot of good categories going. Those have evolved over the years, as I understand. What's been added, and how does this new set of categories stack up?
Well, the notion of categories was really coming into play so that, in fact, we could guide folks with some potential subject matters that they may not have thought of. And also, we could call some attention to some neat things. For instance, if you could make a very, very realistic trompe l'oeil piece, well, we'll give a prize for anybody that wants to try that. Maybe you want to be the best artist who's under 12 years old. Each year, we try to come up with a new group. Each group gets an award for the person who nails that right. And I think it sparks a lot of thinking on people's part.
And you still have the people's choice entry in this
virtual way? Oh, you have to have people's choice. We're all about the people. It's the democracy of Chalk Walk.
And the sky's the limit, it sounds like, for the creativity, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, bottom line, virtually, how is this way better?
I think the fantastic thing about virtual events is the accessibility for all people. One of the things that I know that we're looking at for Taste of the Arts in the future is how can we carry that virtual component into next year? Even when we come back to gathering in person, I think we're going to want to hold on to that in the future.
This sounds like a real good new fit. And Dan, the whole Art Starts Here movement was literally born of stay home and social distancing necessity. How has it evolved through Arts United and the groups that you represent, and where might it be going next?
Art Starts Here really did begin when our community shut down along with the rest of the world. The arts organizations that we partner with were so creative in continuing to provide opportunities for artistic expression for our community and just immediately jumped in the Saturday morning art activities that the museum is doing, Youth Theater Thursdays, the Fort Wayne Ballets, Tutu Tuesdays. So Arts United started an initiative called Art Starts Here, just to kind of bring those things together and to have kind of a broad celebration of all of those experiences, including the art that is happening in kitchen tables across the community or in driveways and sidewalks.
Social media is a very, very efficient way to do all of that. Are you having a good time just exploring what you can do and who is appreciating it?
Yeah, absolutely. I know for us, Art Starts Here became a hashtag, and we are seeing it expressed frequently, whether it's Fort Wayne Children's Choir or whether it's just individual people out having fun doing what they're doing themselves. You're absolutely right. This is a social media phenomenon that allows you to share your experiences with others.
It's quite a social statement, too, indeed.
It's a double whammy message because we're in Fort Wayne and we feel very strongly about the creativity and the arts in Fort Wayne. But you know what? We're saying to the rest of the world, Fort Wayne is where art starts here. We're not going to be knocked down and not get up. And even if it wasn't for the COVID situation, we take arts on headlong and do great things with it. Dan and Susan were brilliant to come up with Art Starts Here.
It seems the whole city's running with this and keep it coming. That's our wish. Now, Charles, like all art organizations, this has been a tough time for the museum. It has to be. You had to stop business and reinvent your business. What other ways have you managed to engage with your members as well as the community?
As I bet everyone can guess, we live on Zoom. We do one-on-one calls. We do group calls. I do lectures. I do art history lessons. Now, that's the sort of virtual higher tech. But, you know, we had a blog. We've had it for probably 5 or 6 years. All of a sudden, the blog got a new editor. We really upped the ante on the level of post. And in this time, our blog audience is the largest it's ever been. And even when things came back, the blog audience comes every day. There's a new blog every day by somebody. I write every 2 weeks, for example.
That's a wonderful form of communication. And during the worst of things, what was your biggest concern for the museum?
Well, I think for everybody, it starts with the idea of, do you have enough money? Are you going to make it through financially, the year? Well, actually, first you're thinking the 2 weeks we shut down, which became 2 months, which became 3 months. And then you're thinking about the year. Second thing on my mind, right on the tails of that, is think about the money. I want to keep all my people. I've got a very good team. I want them all to be employed fully. And we have to find new jobs for people that don't have jobs you could do at home. So everybody said, we're on board for that. We have plenty of work that we can send people home with, and we did. And people were really diligent about doing it. So we've succeeded thus far in that. We all know that we could have struggles ahead. I've got a lot of strategies to tighten the belt, but keep that going and keep our people and our audiences first and foremost in our minds.
Good for you. Good for you. And this isn't the first time the Fort Wayne Museum of Art and Arts United have collaborated on something wonderful, but it might be the most colorful, this chalk walk at home. Any surprises along the way getting here where you are today and ready to do this?
Well, you know, from the museum standpoint, not a lot of surprises because our relationship with Arts United is really close and there's a lot of respect and trust there. So it's not like you're working with another organization, even though they are another. These are friends and family, and I don't think we ever have any thought that isn't positive about what's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And this has been a tremendous collaboration. And what I really enjoyed about this was, Julia, you had mentioned Art Starts Here. And for Arts United, we were thinking early on about creating an Art Starts Here event that would involve sidewalk chalk and kids at home. And of course, the museum has this tremendous event that they do every year of the Chalk Walk. So once the museum had made the decision, well, we're not going to do Chalk Walk live in the way we've done it in the past, but we're starting to think through a virtual Chalk Walk at home. We realized that, well, we're both kind of thinking of similar ideas. Gee, would it make sense for us as Arts United to support the museum's signature event that they do, which is fantastic, but bring in some of the components that we were working on? We had talked to the mayor and city council members, and the city has just been wonderfully supportive of this idea. People from the administration have been sharing it with the neighborhoods, you know, to ensure that this really is a broad-based opportunity. And so I feel like the partnership has really been fantastic, and Arts United's goal has been to support the work that the museum does with this event.
And Julia, we should note that we didn't do this with consultants. We didn't do a study. We just sat around a kitchen table, our series of kitchen tables, and zoomed this to life. It wasn't even a grant written. How beautiful is that? This is grassroots.
Yep.
You paint a lovely picture, and you're going to be chalk walking one really soon, and we can't wait. So, last question before I let you go. This is one vibrant community, as we know, and we are all in this together. From your perspectives, what does the heart and soul and spirit of that very fact mean to you personally?
Well, I do believe that this community has come together in so many ways, either despite of or because of the challenges that we are experiencing. And, you know, when this community experienced the outpouring of feelings over the Black Lives Matter movement and the impact from that, I love the way the arts community came together and took these boarded up pieces of plywood and turned them into a canvas to use their artistic voices to celebrate racial equality and the positive feelings that this community has. And I just thought that was a fantastic way to utilize arts and culture to give voice to feelings that many of us share that sometimes are hard to express with words.
And I'd add to that confidence, that word. We have it in this city. We aren't afraid of the fact that all the other arts are all around the other countries and bigger cities are doing something we're not doing. We're confident that we're professional. We know what we're doing. And we're probably not as easily influenced by trends and fads and things as people are in larger cities. We stick to the things that we commit to, we follow them through, and we're proud of what we do. I will tell you, coming out here in 2003, I've been here now just about my 18th year, what has drawn me and kept me in this community is that sense of grassroots, confidence, and bold vision.
Arts United's Dan Ross and Fort Wayne Museum of Art's Charles Shepard are part of the Brain Trust for Fort Wayne's virtual Chalk Walk at Home. Thanks so much for sharing this art-centric story with us today, you two. Job well done. Carry it on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.